Well, good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 晚安。
It is wonderful to be with you.
能够和大家相聚是极其的美好。
And the desire of our heart, even as our brother led us earlier, is to see more of our Lord Jesus in this time.
我们心中的负担就如同刚才我们弟兄带我们所唱的诗歌里面所提到的, 我们在盼望在这个时候能够更多看见我们的主耶稣基督。
Let us bow down for a further word of prayer.
让我们低头再有点祷告。
Indeed, Lord, what a joy that we can gather together in your precious name.
是的，主，这是何等样的喜乐，我们能够一同聚集在你宝贵的名中。
What a joy that we can come simply as brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们能够就单单的是弟兄姊妹一同来到你的跟前，这就是何等样的喜乐。
And gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus, centered and focused on you.
让我们一同在主的名聚集的时候，我们的焦点和注意力都在你自己的身上。
So Lord, our desire is to commit this time together into your hands.
所以主，我们心中的盼望是能够将这段时间托恭敬交在你的手中。
Lord, as we read and meditate together on your word, we acknowledge that it's your word.
主啊，当我们一同来读并且来思想你话语的时候，我们承认这是你的话。
And only you can open and reveal your own word to us.
唯有你自己能够将你的话语打开，将你自己话语启示在我们的里面。
Lord Jesus, would you do just that even tonight?
主啊，今天晚上就请你做这样子的工作。
Would you speak to our hearts, Lord?
请对我们的心说话。
Would you, by your Holy Spirit, reveal more of yourself to each one of us?
借着圣灵再将你自己更多的启示在我们的心中。
Draw us, and we will run after you.
吸引我们，我们就起来快跑跟随你。
We pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit may quicken our mortal bodies tonight.
我们祷告圣灵也能够来苏醒我们的肉身。
That if anyone is tired because of the week of work or whatever, we pray that the Holy Spirit would quicken us.
我们如果在当中因为这一周或者是工作或者其他时间觉得身体疲倦，我们也请圣灵能够来苏醒我们。
So that we may be just attentive to what you want to say to us.
让我们能够专心的能够听你要向我们所说的话。
We thank you, Lord. We commit the time into your hands. Be glorified.
我们感谢你，我们将底下时间恭敬托在主的跟前，愿你自己荣耀得荣耀。
In your precious name we ask.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So would you turn with me, please, to the Gospel of John?
请大家翻到约翰福音。
And we would like to read a couple of scriptures.
我们要读几段的经文。
Starting from the prologue of the Gospel in chapter 1.
我们先来读这一段这个福音书的序言，就是第一章。
Just some of the verses, and we are going to start from verse 11.
我们就读几处的经文，我们从第十一节开始。
He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even those who believe in his name.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。Verse
14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。And
verse 16.
16节,
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。And
then we would like to read some verses from chapter 2.
然后我要读从第二章读一点的经文。
We're going to start from verse 1.
我们从第一节开始。
On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, They have no wine.
第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里。 耶稣和他的门徒也被请去复习。酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。”
A little ahead in verse 6. Now there were six stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. So they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the head waiter. So they took it to him.
照着第六节，照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六缸六口十缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。”耶稣又说：“现在可以舀出来送给管筵席的，他们就送了去。”Verse 9，第九节。
When the head waiter tasted the water, which had become wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, every man serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then he serves the poorer wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of his signs, Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来，对他说：“人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了，再摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今。”这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
We would like to also read the two last verses of chapter 20, John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31.
我们要读第二十章，约翰福音二十章的最后两节的经文。
Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
约翰福音二十章三十和三十一节，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，并没有记在这书上，但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And finally, we will borrow one verse from Paul. We are dealing with John, and yet I really feel that this verse would explain something that is in my heart in connection to this gospel.
最后我要向保罗借一段的经文，虽然我们这边是讲到约翰，可是我实在觉得保罗这一节的经文能够实在是解释我心中的负担。
Sorry, brother. If I forget that you're translating, you just do this. Sorry for the long phrase.
没有问题。
Romans chapter 1, verse 17.
罗马书第一章第十七节。
For in it, and just I have to give you the context. As you remember, Paul is talking about the gospel, which is the power of God for salvation of everyone who believes. So in it is in the gospel. Right. So let me read it now. Oh, sorry, you can say the it is the gospel.
Okay. So, 所以在第十七节里面，这边讲说，这在这福音上，或者在福音中，那这边是在这福音其中呢，特别是讲到这个福音，因为福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
So having said that, now yes, Romans chapter 1 verse 17, for in it, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
十七节，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信以至于信，如今上所记，一人必因信得生。Well,
brothers and sisters, as you know by now, the burden in my heart for this time is centered in the Gospel of John.
弟兄姊妹，也许在这个时候，我们大家都知道，我现在这个负担，特别是在这个时候，是在约翰福音上。As
I'm sure that most of you know, the Gospel of John occupies a very unique and special place among the Gospels.
我们知道约翰福音在这四卷福音书里面占了一个非常独特重要的地位。
Even it has a different categorization, technically speaking.
那虽然说从那个技术的层面来看，你可以把它归纳成不同的类别。
As probably you heard, the first three Gospels, they usually are referred to as the Synoptic Gospels.
这个其他的三卷的福音书呢，也许大家听过，就是所谓的福类型的福类的福音。
It sounds like a fancy theological Greek term.
那听起来像一个神学上的一个用词。
But the meaning is very simple. From Greek, it means seen from the same point of view, synoptic.
这个实际上从这个原文希腊文里面来看，这个字呢实际上是非常简单的，就是说你是从同一个角度来看。
But somehow the Gospel of John is a different point of view, so to speak.
那从约翰福音呢，却是从另外一个角度来看。
In a way, it is the most heavenly, the most spiritual of all the Gospels.
从一个角度来说呢，它是最属天也是最属灵的。
Once our brother Lance Lambert, which I'm sure many of you heard him while he was with us, he made one comment.
我们记大家也许记得兰培德弟兄他当他在和我们还在一起的时候，他曾经说过这一句话。
Our brother said, the synoptic gospels, they give us the history of the Lord Jesus.
他说到像这个福类型的福音给我们讲到主耶稣基督的历史。
But the gospel of John is a spiritual interpretation.
而约翰福音却是那个历史的属灵的解释。
Now, of course, that is not to imply by any means that the Gospel of John is not historically accurate. No.
当然，这不是说在约翰福音里面所记载的不是在历史上面是准确的。
We believe that every single thing is factual, happened historically.
我们也相信在圣经里面所记载的都在历史上曾经发生过。
However, the emphasis in that gospel is not so much the history per se, but to interpret those things and to reveal the person.
而在约翰福音里面的重点跟负担呢，它不是来，而是解释这历史的事件，并且将主耶稣这一位启示出来。
We would like to consider these things throughout our meditation together.
所以我们盼望能够这一次一同来默想这一卷福音书。
I need to say something from the beginning.
在一开始的时候，我要先说一些。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, you don't need to turn there. I'll just read it for you. Verse 32, Paul says this, Give no offense either to Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God.
在
10:32.
在林前10章32节这么说。
And as many Brothers, students of the Word of God have noted. That is, here you find in that declaration of Paul, you have an exhaustive categorization, if we can use that word, of humanity.
这边讲到说，不论是犹太人，是希利尼人，是神的教会，你们都不要使他跌倒。这边可以从读圣经的人来看，这边人被翻成几类。
For the purposes of the revelation in the Word of God,Yes, there are Jews, there are Gentiles, and there is the Church of God.
在这边就着神启示的目的，我们这边可以看到有犹太人，有希利尼人，有神的教会。
Now it's very interesting because it seems that the Gospels, when you look at the four of them, it seems that they somehow they address mainly all of those categories.
如果我们看四卷福音书的话，我们看见他们好像也是针对的这几类人而说的。
As probably you know, the Gospel of Matthew, the main emphasis or the main readers in mind are Jews.
我们知道在马太福音它最主要针对的读者是犹太人。
It is written. Have you ever counted how many times in Matthew? It is written. As almost to try to demonstrate that this Jesus is indeed the Messiah promised in the Old Covenant.
在马太福音里面不知道大家有没有数过多少次这么讲说这是这么记载的仿佛是要在这边说明这个主耶稣基督就是当初所记载的弥赛亚。
It is as if Jews are the main the primary readers in mind.
在这卷书是好像是以犹太人为最主要的读书的对象。
And I hope no one concludes, well, I'm not a Jew, so I don't need to read it. No, that's not, certainly not the point here.
当然我们不能这么说，因为我不是犹太人，所以我不需要读那卷书。
But then when you come to the Gospel of Mark, it's quite interesting. Mark has primarily Romans in mind.
当我们来到马可福音的时候，我们看见这个马可福音写作的对象最主要是以罗马人 为对象。
When you look at the Gospel of Luke, probably he has Greeks in mind.
当我们来到路加福音的时候，可能在那边他有以这个希腊人做他的 写作对象。
And when you put together Romans and Greeks, they are probably, you could say, the main representatives of the Gentile world of that time.
如果我们把这个罗马人跟希腊人摆在一块的话，他们可能代表在那个当时的外邦人。
But when you come to the Gospel of John, most likely who is in view is no one else but the Church of God.
可是当我们来到约翰福音的时候，我们可以看见当时最针对的读者乃是神的教会。
It is as if the four Gospels, they would address all of humanity.
就好像看见这四卷福音里面是针对全人类所写的。
And of course, we want to concentrate on the Gospel of John.
当然我们这一次是把重点摆在约翰福音上。
And we want to come back to that and expand on what does it mean a gospel address to the Church of God?
所以我们要来这边思想，并且能够在这边稍微能够看见什么叫做对着神的教会所写的福音。
So by means of introduction, let me say a couple of things.
在这一个就着我做一个开场白，让我说几件事情。
One of the most wonderful features of the Gospel of John is the simplicity of language.
在约翰福音里面有一些的特色，其中一个呢就是讲他这个话语的这个非常的简单。
I'm sure you noticed that when you read it.
当你读这卷书的时候，你就发现这个点。
In a way, it's the most simple of the Gospels in the use of language.
在所有的福音书里面，这一卷福音使用的语言是最简单的。
Children can understand it.
甚至孩童们都能够明白。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
And no one comes to the Father except by me.
除了我以外，没有人能够来到父的跟前。
Or think for a second, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me.
或者讲说我的羊听我的声音，他们听见了我的声音就跟从我。
Such a simple language.
是这么简单的语言。
Or again, when the Lord Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
当主耶稣说我就是世界的光。
He who follows me will not walk in darkness.
那些跟从我的就不在黑暗中行走。
But will have the light of life.
那就会有在得着生命的光。
There isSimplicity in the language.
这个是这么简单的话语。
And yet at the same time, when you consider that simple language, all the meaning, such a depth, something so profound.
可是当我们思想这些简单话语的时候，它的意义却是如此的深，却是如此的深远。
Volumes upon volumes of commentary written throughout the ages.
在历世历代有许许多多的这个解经书为着这一卷书而写。
And yet it seems that we have barely scratched the surface of the riches of this gospel.
可是我们好像仅仅是刮着表面，还没有摸到这一卷书的深处。
And I went in three sessions to share about it.
如果我仅仅用几堂的信息来分享这卷书。
Well, I have to explain that.
那我必须要解释。
What we would like to do by the grace of the Lord in our three sessions,
在我们这三堂的信息里面，当我们要靠着主的恩典而做
，is to look at the forest and not so much at the trees.
我们是盼望能够看见那一片树林，而不是单单看一棵树。
We want to see the message of this book as a whole.
我们盼望能够看这卷书的整体的信息。
In broad strokes, to use another metaphor.
或者就是很大。大笔的这么挥写。
Not as much in the extremely precious detail that you have in every single declaration throughout the gospel.
而不是在那些虽然是非常宝贵的细节的里面。
And as we do that, yes, we would like to look to some passages in more detail, but always in connection to that wider message, the message of the gospel as a whole.
我们会是读几段的经文，看一些的细节，可是这些都是与那最整体的这个信息有关。
Now, in order for us to appreciate and understand that message of the gospel as a whole, I really feel that we need a little bit of historical background.
为了让我们帮助我们能够看见这一卷书的整体的信息，我实在是 觉得我们需要有一些背景，历史的背景。
It seems that much of the value of the message is connected to that historical background.
因为这一卷书的信息的价值是与当时那个历史的背景有关的。
In fact, the writings of John, and probably you know this, they are among the last writings of the books of the Bible.
我们知道约使徒约翰的著作写的书卷是在圣经里面在时间而言是最后的几卷。
Perhaps that doesn't surprise you when you think on the book of Revelation, which is right there at the end.
如果大家想到启示录的话你就不会觉得非常压抑了。
But do you know that historically, chronologically speaking, it's very likely that the Gospel of John and his epistles were written even after Revelation?
就着历史的背景就着时间而言这个约翰福音还有约翰的书信实际上有很有可能是写在启示录之后。
Now there is a very important reason for that.
在这里有一个非常重要的原因。
And when we look at the message of the gospel, it seems that there is a connection between the message itself and the time when it was written.
当我们读这卷福音的书的时候我们发现在这个信息的本身和当时的背景似乎有相关。
And we would like to consider this together by the grace of the Lord.
我们靠着主的恩典我们也要在这个点上有点思想。
So a little bit of the historical background.
所以就在当时的历史背景。
As you know, some scholars would say that the writings of John, they are in the last decade of the first century AD.
在有一些的学者会说那个使徒约翰所写这封这个福音书的时候已经是在最后世纪的快之前的十年之中。
But before getting there, we need to see a little bit of what happened leading to that.
在我们碰到那个点之前我们要看见为什么会有这样子的情况。
When we consider church history, of course, the birth per se of the church, as of course you know, is Acts chapter 2.
当我们想到教会历史的时候当然教会的出生是记载在使徒行传第二章。
In the day of Pentecost, a new spiritual entity was born, the church.
在那个五旬节的那一日这一个新的属灵的整体在那边出生了。
And when that happened, when you look at the beginning of the book of Acts, it's the most wonderful fulfillment ofAnd I'll just mention very briefly this. I hope I'm not scaring anyone. But it's a wonderful fulfillment of Ezekiel chapter 47.
当我们读《使徒行传》第二章的时候，那个实在是对以西结书第47章里面一个非常美好应许的一个成就。
At least a partial fulfillment.
最少是部分的成全。
You know, prophecy oftentimes has multiple fulfillments.
我们当然知道这个应许呢这个预言呢很多时候是部分的这个成全。
But what do I mean?
可是我说的是什么呢?
When you read Ezekiel chapter 47, I'll just refresh your memory. Remember, there is that wonderful vision of water coming out from the temple.
在以西结书第47章里面这边大家也许能够稍微回忆一下那边讲的是从这个圣殿里面有活水出来。
And that water as it goes, as it starts going off, it becomes a river.
当这个水往前行的时候就变成了一条河。
And that river, it kind of widens, it deepens, and whatever that river touches, it gives life to it.
那这条河呢就不断的被扩大不断的是往深处去。凡被这个河水所碰到的就得着了生命。
Now, very briefly, do you remember what the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 7?
也许大家记得在约翰福音第七章主耶稣基督所说的。
Our Lord, just very briefly, our Lord says, He who believes in me, from his innermost being, there will flow rivers of living water.
主耶稣说凡信我的叫从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。
And John, by the Holy Spirit, he gives us the interpretation of what the Lord Jesus meant.
这个使徒约翰在那个时候借着圣灵就对主耶稣所说的话做了解释。
He says in verse 39 of that chapter, But this he spoke of those rivers of living water, He says, this he, Jesus, spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive.
他讲到说，这个活水指的乃是圣徒因着信着他所要得着的圣灵。
Brothers and sisters, that happened on the day of Pentecost.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情就在五旬节的时候应验了。In
that on that day, our Lord Jesus was enthroned and anointed in heaven.
在那一天，我们的主耶稣基督坐在宝座上，在那边受膏。And
he poured down upon the church the Holy Spirit.
在那个时候，圣灵就倾倒在教会上。And
the Holy Spirit became those rivers of living water gushing from the innermost being of those first 120 disciples that were gathered together in the upper room.
在那个时候，圣灵就从那个当初聚在一起的120个门徒的腹中，如同活水一般的涌流出来。And
isn't it true when you read the book of Acts that you get exactly that impression? That there is a river that is flowing. It starts with 120 and it gets deeper in the day of Pentecost, right? 3,000 are added.
当我们读使徒行传的时候，我们会被得着这样子的印象：这个活水是先从那个120个门徒里面流出来，之后它就继续的往深处去，直到后来就有3,000人。
And then the next day, Peter heals the lame man, testifies another 5,000 are saved.
后来，彼得使得那一个瘸腿的站起来。那之后呢，又有了5,000人信主。Oh,
from that day of Pentecost, that river of living waters, the person of the Holy Spirit, according to John, he flowed down. And whatever he touched, whatever the church, the Holy Spirit, through the church, he would touch, there is life, life, life.
在从五旬节开始，这个圣灵就如同活水一般，借着教会在往前。 往前流，那不论圣灵所摸到的，那边就有生命。
Actually, the book of Acts, the more you look at it, it's like, it's, of course, it's an extension of the gospel.
当使徒行传从一个角度来看，当然它是这个福音书的延续。
Let me rephrase this. It's the second volume. Volume 1 is the gospel of Luke, and then the same Luke, by the Holy Spirit, he wrote the Acts of the Apostles.
让我再换句话来说，这个乃是路加福音的第二卷，路加写了福音书，这是第一卷，这是前集，那第二集呢就是使徒行传。Now
at the very beginning of that wonderful book of Acts, Luke is going to explain what he has in mind when he's writing this.
当这个使徒行传一开始的时候，路加就在那边写说，他所写这卷书，他心中所有的负担。
He gives us the key of the whole book very incidentally, by the way.
他在那个一开始的时候，他就把了这一卷书的钥匙写点出来。You
remember when he wrote the gospel, he's writing to a certain Theophilus.
你记得在那个当他写这个的时候，他写给提阿非罗。And
when he's writing Acts, he's also writing to Theophilus.
那他写福音书的时候写给提阿非罗，写给使徒行传的时候也是写给提阿非罗。And
Luke says, well, I wrote the first book, the gospel, right? O Theophilus, I wrote it, and it was about all the things that Jesus began to do and to teach.
当他写福音书的时候，他说写给提阿非罗，我这边所写的乃是讲到主耶稣基督，这一开始所行所做的。
Wait a second, but at the end of Luke, he goes up to heaven, right? So how can Jesus just begin to do and teach in the book of Luke, in the gospel of Luke?
这边在路加福音结束的时候，主耶稣基督已经被提升天了。怎么这个在使徒行传的时候开始的时候，又这边写到说是耶稣一开头所行所做的呢？
And the explanation is very simple, dear brothers and sisters.
这个解释是非常简单的，弟兄姊妹。In
the Gospel of Luke, in any Gospel for that matter, you see the Lord Jesus through His physical body teaching, doing.
在所有的福音书里面，这边所看见的是主耶稣基督在他肉身里面所行所教训的。But
in the Book of Acts, you see still the Lord Jesus, but now through His mystical body, the Church, continuing to do, continuing to teach.
在使徒行传里面，这主耶稣基督仍然是在身体里，不过这身体是一个奥秘的身体，他就是他的教会，他仍然在那边行，他仍然在那边教训。
It's still the Lord Jesus teaching and doing.
仍然是主耶稣基督在那边行，并且也在那边教训。
But now through the members of his mystical body, the church.
可是借着他那一个奥秘身体的肢体而行的。
By the person and power of the Holy Spirit.
乃是借着圣灵和他的能力。
You see the living waters, the rivers going all over the place and giving life to everything it touches.
然后就看见这个活水就往各处四处涌流，那并且所摸到的地方就带来了生命。
That is the beginning of church history in the book of Acts.
这就是教会历史的开始。
However, when less than 40 years have elapsed,And you get at the end of the ministry of the Apostle Paul, something has changed.
可是40年之后，当使徒保罗他的这个执事到一个阶段的时候，有些事情就改变了。
And I'm referring here, of course, to the epistles to Timothy. It's the last writings of Paul.
对，我当然这边所讲的乃是提摩太后书，这乃是保罗所写的最后一卷书。
Something has, in spiritual terms, have taken a turn to the worst.
这个属灵上而言，这一个是变坏了。
There is a spiritual declension has set in. It's very, very clear in those writings.
在那边有一个属灵的坠落。
This is only how much time between Pentecost and the last writings of Paul? Less than 40 years.
这边从这个五旬节开始到这个保罗最后的一卷书，中间有多少的时间呢？是不超过40年。
How about when John?He writes his gospel and his epistles. How much time has elapsed?
当使徒约翰写这个约翰福音还有他的书信的时候，这边又过了多少时间呢？
Perhaps another 30 years since the departure of Paul.
这可能是在保罗去世之后又30年。
And unfortunately, dear brothers and sisters,That which we see, that shadow of a spiritual crisis at the end of the life of Paul, when you get to the writings of John, that has taken, it's now fully developed, so to speak.
非常不幸的，我们看见在保罗他这个书信，写书信，最后一卷书信所看见那个属灵的阴影，到了约翰写书信的时候，已经完全的能够，完全被发展出来了。
Perhaps I should not go in detail in this. I don't want to overwhelm you.
也许我不要多讲让你好像觉得太没有办法承担。
But when you read Revelation chapter 2 and 3, and that's probably written around 90 AD or something like that.
这个当我们读启示录第二章第三章的时候，这大概是写在主后90年左右。
We have a vision in Revelation, an opening vision of our Lord Jesus, the heavenly high priest.
在启示录一开始我们看见有一个属天的意象，我们的主乃是那一个属天的大祭司。
He's walking among the seven lampstands.
他在那个七个金金灯台中间行走。
We know from the book of Revelation that represents the church.
我们知道从启示录里面所那个金金灯台所指的就是教会。
And the picture before us is of a high priest performing his priestly duty.
在我们前面所摆的一个图画乃是这一个大祭司在那边行大祭司的执事。
Inspecting the lampstand, seeing if it's in order.
他在那边查视这些金灯台，看是不是一切都就绪了。
Seeing if the lampstand is doing what it's supposed to do, which is being a stand for the lamp, for light to come out.
他在一边看这些金灯台是金金灯台是不是做他们当做的就是成为一个灯台让光能够发出来。
Of course, that's the opening vision in the book of Revelation chapter 1.
当然这是在启示录一开始的时候看见的意象。
But when you read the seven letters to the seven churches, you understand what does that mean.
可是如果我们继续读给那个七个教会的七封书信的时候，我们就知道这个是什么意思。
Our Lord Jesus himself addresses each one of the churches. And church after church, he says, I have this against you, that against you.
当主耶稣写给这一个七个教会的时候，对每一个教会他说，我这个反对你，我那个反对你。
Of course, there is an exception. We know that the church to Philadelphia is a wonderful exception.
当然我们知道在那边有例外的，这个菲拉铁铁菲的教会就是一个例外。
But can you see my point why I'm taking you through this apparently endless back historical background of the beginning of the church.
弟兄姊妹，你看见我要所讲的这个点吗？我这边用了许多的例子，讲到当时的历史的背景。
When John wrote his gospel, which we want to consider together, that is the condition of the church. I have against you that you have left your first love.
当使徒约翰写约翰福音的时候，这就是当时的历史的背景。主在那边说，我在这件事情上面反对你，因为你离弃了起初的爱。
You have works, you have perseverance, you have labor, but where is the first love?
你有道，你有这边的忍耐，你也有工作，可是你的起初的爱在哪里呢？
You find among those seven churches a certain Jezebel.
在那边这个七个教会里面，竟然发现了耶西别在那里。
A false prophetess bringing in moral and spiritual corruption in the church.
在那个假先知把那个败坏带到教会的里面。
Another church has the name of a living and yet in reality is dead.
在另外一个教会里面，他是按着名是活的，可是实际上是死的。
Do you see the background to the writings of the Apostle John?
你在这边就看见使徒约翰所写这些书信背后的背景。
One thing before we consider this gospel in a little detail should be 100% clear to us.
当我们来一同思想这卷福音书的时候，有一个点必须要对我们来讲是非常的明白的。
The Apostle John wrote by the Holy Spirit in a day of spiritual declension.
就是使徒约翰所写这个约翰福音的时候，在当时教会是处在一个属灵下坠的光景中。
You cannot see anymore that the rivers of living water flowing freely, touching anything and bringing life to anything it touches.
在那个时候，你看不见那个圣灵的活水能够自由的涌流，能够摸到各处，并且带来生命。
We could say that the church.Even at the end of the first century, as early as that, has failed in holding fast the head.
在教会，甚至就在早期，在第一世纪还没结束的时候，就已经失去持定元首的这个情况。
Now the question is this.
可是这个问题就在这里。
How is God going to react to that situation?
那神对当时的光景，他要如何来回应？
What is going to be God's reaction to a state of spiritual declension that was never in His plan?
在这个所面对的这个属灵的坠落，这从来不是在神的计划里面，神当应该如何反应？
Well, dear brothers and sisters, that is the very theme of the Gospel of John.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是约翰福音里面一个非常就是约翰福音里面的主题。
One of the most, and again, please bear with me. I know that we are not going verse by verse. We are trying to take a very wide overview.
弟兄姊妹们，请让我们一同看见这卷福音是要从一个非常广的角度来看。
Hopefully, as we progress, it will be a little more concrete.
当我们往前的时候，盼望这样子的慢慢能够变得很具体。
But the more we consider the Gospel of John, we see that it's so to speak,It's God's medicine to a state of spiritual declension that has entered in the church.
从一个角度来看，当我们思想这个约翰福音，可以看见是神对当时教会所处这个属灵坠落光景的一个所用的良药。
And what does that medicine consist of?
这个神所下的药里面所包括的是什么？
To put it very simple, in very simple words,God's way to deal with spiritual declension is to give us a fuller disclosure of His beloved Son.
当神在这个时候对着当时的属灵光景坠落所下的药，所让我们得着的呢，就是对着他儿子耶稣基督一个更丰满的一个启示。
He reveals more of Christ to the church.
他将更多的基督启示给他的教会。
It's no longer a matter just of your initial salvation when you first believed.
这不再是你初初得救的光景。
But the question now is to see him in his fullness.
这边所要得着的乃是要看见并且更丰满的看见他。
You see, we read at the very beginning that wonderful verse in the prologue.
在我们一开始这卷福音书一开始的时候读到那个非常奇妙的序言
that somehow explains so much of the spirit of why this gospel was given to the church exactly in that time of declension.
这就是 解释到为什么在当时这个属灵坠落的光景时候这个福音书写给了教会。
For of his fullness, the fullness of Christ, we have all received, and grace upon grace.
就着基督的丰满我们都已经领受了并且是 从恩典到恩典。
In its simplest way to look at it, that's what the Gospel of John is all about.
如果从一个非常简单的角度来看这就是约翰福音。
A disclosure of the fullness of the Son.
在那边是启示了这个儿子神儿子的丰满
He's much vaster than we ever thought when we first believed in him
他对我们初初信主的时候所思想的要大得多
And that is God's consistent way of dealing with any spiritual declension in the church revealing more of his son
这乃是神持续对着教会属灵光景坠落的一个反应就是更多的启示他的儿子
Well, this brings us back to the whole question of a gospel given to the church.
这就把我们再带回到最初的那个问题上就是这一个福音书乃是给教会的
You know, I have to say, I read this many, many times. Many brothers suggested this, and I always was confused.
我必须要承认我这件书我读了非常非常多次也许多弟兄给我很多的建议可是我常常很困惑
I always ask myself what gospel to the church
那为什么一个福音书要写给教会呢
I can understand a gospel to the unsaved
我能够明白福音书是要写给那些还未得救的
See when Paul defines the gospel in 1 Corinthians it says Jesus died for our sins according to scripture
就好像保罗在哥林多前书里面所说的主耶稣基督为着这个为这些而死
But in the church you have those that already have received that
可是在教会里面乃是那些已经接受福音的
So what does it mean a gospel given to the church?
可是所以这个问题就是怎么说这个福音书是写给教会的
Again brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
It's simply putIs no longer a matter just of your initial salvation.
弟兄姊妹们，这边所说的呢，不是你那个初初得救的光景。
But the gospel to the church is a disclosure of how full the Son is, and God's desire that we may enter into the fullness of His beloved Son.
这边写给教会的福音乃是要我们指出基督的是何等样的丰满，并且要引领我们一同进入到那丰满中。
I just have to open a little parenthesis here.
这边我要用一个括号。
I am not trying to imply that the Lord is not going to use this wonderful gospel to save people. I came to the Lord mostly through verses in the Gospel of John.
我这边要所做的解释是说神并不是说神不能用这一卷福音书来拯救人因为对我而言我来到主的跟前很多时候是因为这卷书的
I see many of you saying maybe saying yeah me too
yeah, 也许我们当初很多人都这么同意我们也是听到这卷书的许多的经文而得救的
However, the more you look to study this gospel you will see that beyond that initial salvation that is certainly there is the intention of God to reveal to us how full his son is
可是当我们继续读这卷书的时候我们发现这个是比我们初初得救那个要更多的一个情况就是让我们看见神的儿子是何等样的丰满。
Let me say one more thing in that connection.
从那个点我要再说一些。
If you look at those seven churches in Revelation in a prophetic way, meaning, you know, it's one of the ways you can study those churches.
当我们看见启示录那个七个教会如果我们从这个预言的角度来看这是我们能够读这卷书的一种的方式
Each church represents a period of church history
这每一个教会都代表了教会历史的一个时段时期
From the first century all the way to the coming back of the Lord Jesus that we are waiting for
从第一个世纪一直到主耶稣基督回来
So in the first century, yes, you had that Indeed, what the Lord said to EphesusThat happened at large in the first century, at the end of the first century, you have left your first love.
所以在第一个世纪里面，的确这边讲到这个是以弗所书所代表的，在这个第一世纪快结束的时候，教会已经离开了那起初的爱。
And then in the second and third century, you had a wonderful revival through persecution. Remember what the Lord says to Sardis? They have to go through persecution, and some of you are going to die, but be faithful unto death, and I'll give you the crown of life.
那在那边后来照到第二世纪、第三世纪那边有，就好像撒底所代表的那个时候，他们要经历患难。可是如果他们如果呢至死忠心的话，他们就要得冠冕。
And so forth. We are not going to go into that.
啊，我们不一个一个教会的讲。
But that's just to say that if that is the case, we today, before the coming of the Lord Jesus, we are in the Laodicean phase of the church.
如果从那个角度来看的话，在主回来之前，我们现在所处的时期乃是老底家教会的时期。
And what does Laodicea essentially says?
这个老底家教会的光景最主要就是什么呢？
Well, I'm rich. I'm pretty good, right? Rich, I have enough. No need of anything. There is a complacency. There is a lukewarmness.
在那边所讲的说、哦、我已经富有了，我不再需要别的东西，在那边有一个安于现状的一个情况，并且呢不冷不热。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when we look at Christianity at large, and I don't refer nominal Christianity, no, if I can say like Brother Lance would say, saved Christianity, what you see is pretty much complacency, lukewarmness, and we should never exclude us from that.
当我们看见这个基督教，我这边所说的基督教还不是那些名义说基督徒的人，乃是那些已经得救可是在基督教里面的人，我以普遍的情况来说乃是不冷不热，那这边也没有把我们排除在外。
Can you hear the pain in the heart of the Lord when he has to say to Laodicea, I am about to vomit you from my mouth?
当我们的主对老底家教会说，我要把你们从我的嘴中吐出去的时候，这个你能够察觉到主心中的痛吗？
That's the literal word.
这乃是主的话。
It's as if the Lord is saying, you make me sick.
这个是主说的话，从原文里面翻译来是说，我要把你呕吐出去，因为你让我觉得非常的不舒服。
But dear brothers and sisters, it's not the Lord rejecting his church, no.
弟兄姊妹们，这里主并不是在一边拒绝他的教会。
It's almost as if you can see the pain of a heart that is wounded.
可是在这边我们仿佛能够看见一个受伤的心。
The pain of love that was neglected.
这个痛乃是因着那个爱被拒绝了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
oftentimes I have to confess,that I see that tendency in my heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我必须要承认，很多时候在我的心里面有这样的倾向。
It's the spirit of the age, and I'm talking about Christianity. Not the world. It is the spirit of the age in which we live.
这边讲到这个世代的灵，我所说的不是这个世界，我所说的乃是现在这个基督教的里面。
Why am I saying those things?
我为什么说这些事呢？
If John gave the church at the end of the first century his gospel as God's remedy, medicine, to counter that situation, how much more we need it even today?
如果约翰福音是约翰给当时这个第一个世纪末期教会的一个药的一剂药方的话，那我们现在所处的时代里面，我们何等需要这样子的药方？
As a matter of fact,This gospel is more relevant than ever.
实际上这一卷福音书对我们来讲是非常息息相关的。
It's a gospel for you and for me.
这乃是为着你和为着我所写的福音。
That reveals the fullness of your Lord and Savior.
乃是为着能够启示，向我们更丰满的启示我们的主。
Well, let me close this very lengthy section of background.
让我做刚才这一个这么长的一个开头做一个结论。
Let me try to answer one question. In which way in the Gospel of John, he's going to, by the Holy Spirit, disclose to us the fullness of the Lord Jesus?
这个借着圣灵，使徒约翰是要用什么样子的方式向我们开启那个主耶稣基督的丰满呢？
Or to put the question a little different. In which way the Holy Spirit, through John the Apostle, What is his special method in the Gospel of John to reveal to us the fullness of Christ?
或者换一种的方式，就是用什么样的方式，圣灵借着使徒约翰要向我们借着这卷福音书的几个特别的情况来开启主耶稣基督的丰满。
He does that through the specific structure that the Gospel of John has.
他是用一个在这个福音书里面特殊的一个结构来做这件事。
And that structure is essentially 8 signs that are recorded in that Gospel.
这一个特别的结构就是在这卷福音书里面所记载的7个神迹或者是7个记号。
Those signs were carefully selected among all the things the Lord Jesus did to reveal something to us, to paint a picture to us.
这个7个神迹或记号乃是特别被拣选为着能够向我们开启主耶稣基督自己。
Now those signs are not simply demonstrations of what the Lord Jesus does. No.
这个神迹或记号所说的并不仅仅是主耶稣基督所做的。
First and foremost, they are given to us to reveal who He is.
最重要的，第一也是最重要的，就是要让我们开启他是怎么样的一位。
Of course, He's doing those things, yes.
的确他行了那些神迹。
But the point is this, our Lord Jesus does those things out of who He is Himself.
点就是在主耶稣基督因着他是那一位，所以他做了这些事。
You see my point?
你看到我要说的点吗？
I'm not going to go exhaustively over the 8 signs.
这个八个这个神迹或者是记号，我不会这边花太多时间去讲它。
But just to give you an example, in chapter 6, our Lord Jesus feeds 5,000.
比如说给你一个例子，在第六章里面讲到说，主耶稣基督用五饼二鱼喂饱了5,000人。
When they got at the end of themselves, the disciples said, no way, there is no way to feed. Where are we going to find all bread to feed 5,000? Just men, mind you. Maybe 20,000 if you add women and children.
这个当这些门徒他们来到他们自己尽头的时候，他们说没有办法，我们怎么能够来喂这么多人呢？ 这边5,000人只不过是男人，如果你把妇人女孩一起加进去的话，大概有20,000人。
And of course, our Lord Jesus performs the sign.
当然我们的主就在那边行了这件神迹。
Out of 5 loaves, 2 fishes, a great multitude is not only fed, satisfied. Do you see the abundance? Do you see the fullness of your Lord?
当这边主耶稣基督用五饼二鱼在这边使得众人都能够得以喂饱，不仅仅是吃饱而已，而且他们是吃的满足，我们看见主的丰富和他的丰满。
But then in the same chapter, our Lord Jesus explains what He did.
而在同一章里面，我们的主这边讲到他解释他所做的。
And our Lord Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
我们的主说他就是生命的粮。
Do you see, it's not just that He feeds people.
我们看见主不仅是在这边为众人使他们得饱。
He Himself is the bread of life.
而他说他自己就是生命的粮。
In other words, what He does is based on what He essentially is in Himself.
换句话说，他所做的乃是基于他所是的。
Or think on another sign in chapter 9. Our Lord Jesus opens the eye of the blind.
或者在第九章主所做的另外一件神迹，他在那边开了一个瞎子的眼。
But why does He do that?
他为什么这么行呢？
Because our Lord said, I am the light of the world.
因为主说，我乃是世界的光。
Or the sign that we read tonight, He made out of water wine. Not only wine, the best possible wine.
在第二章迦拿会议里面，主使得池水变酒，不仅是一般的酒，乃是上好的酒。
But do you remember what our Lord declared in chapter 15 of our gospel?
大家记得在约翰福音第15章主这边所做的宣告吗？
I am the true vine.
我就是那真葡萄树。
So it's not just that He produces, so to speak, wine. He Himself is that true vine, and out of what He is, the sign will happen.
所以他不仅是在一边使水变酒，而他自己就是那个真葡萄树，就着他的所事，所以他行了这个神迹。
So those 8 signs, dear brothers and sisters, are the way that the Holy Spirit has in the gospel to disclose the fullness of the Son.
所以从那个八个神迹里面乃是圣灵借着这样子的记号能够来向我们开启我们的主耶稣基督的丰满。
By means of introduction, tonight, we just want to look at one of the signs which we read at the beginning.
在今天晚上我们要做的这一个简介的里面我们就来看一个神迹这就是我们刚才读过的。
And of course, I'm referring to the wedding in Cana.
当然我所说的乃是迦南的婚宴。
Where our Lord turned the water into wine.
我们的主使水变酒。
I'm not going to try to explain every single element. It's way beyond me, I have to tell you that.
我不试着要把每一个细节都做解释这对我来讲也是过于我所能的。
But we just would like to touch on the sign, which is the first one, by the way. Not just the first in the book of John, but according to John, the first he ever performed in his whole ministry.
这个所以我们只要来看这一个神迹或者是记号这不仅仅是在福音书里面所记载的第一个神迹并且呢乃是主在他的执事里面所行的第一个神迹。
We just want to consider by the grace of the Lord this sign, to see how does this relate with the fullness of the Lord Jesus.
靠着主的恩典我们要来从这一个神迹里面看见如何这与神与主的丰满有关。
So just to put it in a 10,000 foot view overview.
也许我们就提到一万尺这么高来看这有一个用一个鸟看的方式来看。
It's very evident in our sign that there is a contrast that is presented to us.
在这个神经里面有一个对比向我们显明。
And the contrast here, let me just first kind of dismiss something.I'm just revealing my own kind of, the way that I misinterpret scripture at times.
所以一开始的时候我就先把一些事情摆在一边因为有的时候我好像对圣经的解释不够准确。
I always read this and kind of thought, well, the Lord is, the contrast here is between water and wine. The Lord is turning water into wine. So that's it. That's the contrast.
所以我第一个想到的这个对比呢乃是这个水和酒因为我们的主把水变成酒所以水跟酒这两个是一个非常强烈的对比。
Actually, I think we are almost conditioned to think that way because the miracle is oftentimes is the turning of water into wine. That's the very name of the miracle.
所以我们想到这个神迹呢我们的第一个想到就是水变酒。
But dear saints, the more I read this passage, it seems that that's really not the contrast presented here to us.
可是我们再继续读这一段经文的时候呢，发现这实际上不是像我们所要显明的那个对比。
In fact, the one who ordered those six water pots to be filled with water is the Lord Jesus himself.
我们看见在那边要把那个六口石缸那个装满水的乃是我们的主自己。
But the contrast here seems to be between the first wine and the new wine that he produced.
这边所让我们看见的对比呢乃是这一个 先有的酒和后来的酒。
The first wine, it ran out.
这先前的酒呢现在就用完了。
And then our Lord Jesus intervenes to produceNot only an immense quantity of wine, but wine of the best quality.
那在这个时候呢，我们的主就介入干预，在这个时候他就变了许多的酒，不仅是许多的酒，而且呢是那一个上好的酒。
When I read this first sign of our Lord Jesus, immediately that phrase in Ecclesiastes rings in my memory.
当我读这一个神迹的时候在那个传道书里面讲到的一句话就在我脑海里面回应
Vanity of vanity. Everything under the sun is vanity.
这虚空的虚空在日光之下凡事都是虚空。
You know, one of the meanings of that word in Hebrew, vanity, it carries with itself the idea of emptiness, futility.Lack of satisfaction. All of that is included in that word. Vanity of vanities. Under the sun, everything is vanity.
在虚空这个在原文里面的意思所讲的乃是一个空的突然的好像没有什么意义的在所有这些的意思都包括在那个字里面在虚空的虚空日光之下 都是虚空。
Well, brothers and sisters, it seems to me that when the sign speaks of a first wine that ran out, there is an indication of what we are by nature, by our old Adamic nature.
在这边讲到最先前的酒用完了，这边所说的呢，乃是讲到我们这一个从亚当所得着的一个天性。
It's the type of life that you and I receive from our parents, from the cradle, and it's vain, it's vanity, it's empty.
这边所讲到这个先前的酒呢，乃是讲到一种的生命，这是我们从我们父母那边所得着的，里面充满了虚空，里面充满了。
But how about the wine that he produces?
那他所做出来的酒又如何呢？
It seems to me that there is there an indication of the eternal life, his very life that is given to us in salvation.
这边所表示的乃是他那个永远的生命，他借着救恩所赏赐给我们他自己的生命。
And the more you consider, what a contrast.
当你越思想的时候，你越发现这中间是有一个 何等明显的对比。
Our human life, what we are by nature in ourselves, is just like that old wine, that sooner or later, it will run out.
我们这一个原本的这个人原本有的生命，就好像那个旧的酒一般，迟早它都会被用尽。
In fact, anything under the sun is under thatI don't want to say curse, but somehow the Lord has put everything under that vanity. It's empty. It is futile.
在日光之下，万事都是虚空。那我不愿意用这个咒诅这个字，不过神却把这个虚空摆在其中。
But dear saints, do we realize that when we believe in the Lord Jesus, a different type of life came to dwell into us?
可是弟兄姊妹们，我们知道吗？当我们信耶稣基督的时候，就有一个另外不同的生命进到我们里面，住在我们里面。
It's not you 2.0. I know that there's many tech guys here. So, and that is not the idea here. That is you improved. No way.
那不是你的再新版，不是你这个人把你自己改得更好。
It's a completely different life. It's the life of none other.Then the Son Himself is given to you when you believed in Him.
这乃是另外一个生命，就说这个生命呢，乃是我们主耶稣基督他自己的生命。
And if our life in Adam, sooner or later, it will run out.
如果这我们在亚当里面的生命，迟早都会用尽的。
You may be the most successful person in your career, it will run out one day.
不论你在哪一个行业，你就在里面是再怎么样的特别有才能，你总有一天会被用尽的。
It will leave you empty, and you say, "It's futile. What's the point of it?"
总有一天你要会觉得说，你所得着的不过是虚空。你说这一切的事情的最后的目的结局是什么呢
？How about his life?
那他的生命又如何呢
？If that new wine that he produced is indeed a symbol of his eternal life. Think about it for a sec.
如果这个他所做成的这个上好的酒是那个永远生命的一个表征，我们在这个点上再思想一下。
Two things at least are very clear in the sign.
有两件事情在这一个神经里面是非常明显的。
First, how much wine did the Lord produce?
主在这边到底有变了多少的酒呢？
Well, you know, in some translations, they already do some calculations about, you know, and give you already a kind of measure that you can understand.
有一些的翻译版呢，已经帮你把这个数学做好了，所以你让你大概知道有多少的酒。
Because in my New American Standard, actually, is one of those translations, and it says that there were 6 water pots, and each one of them contained 20 or 30 gallons, each one of them.
在新美国翻译版里面，他这边讲说这有六口石缸，那每一口石缸里面呢，可以装20到30加仑的水。
How much wine our Lord Jesus produced?
主这边有变多少酒呢
？Well, you do the math.
你可以把这个数学做一做。
6 times 30, Galilee. It's one thing is clear. You have a picture here of the abundance, of the fullness of the Son of God.
你可以也许数学算一算30加仑乘上6等等那不过呢我们可以看见这边所要说明的乃是主的丰富跟丰满。
But you see, brothers and sisters, the tragedy in church history at the end of the first century and afterwards is that somehow the church that received that life reverted to live by the old Adamic life. And everything becomes human methods, human thinking, man, and not the life of Christ in us.
可是我们教会里面的悲剧呢就是从初期这个第一世纪末期之后这个虽然我们已经从主那边得着这个丰满的生命可是我们所活的呢仍然是活到亚当的生命的里面所用的都是人的方法人的想法人的这个人的那个。
That's the first thing about this sign. There is the fullness, the abundance.
在这一个第一个神经里面让我们所看见的呢是那个丰富是那个丰满。
But then, there is a matter of quality.
之后呢我们看见有这个量。
If you have abundance of something bad, well, I don't want that.
有看到这个值如果你只是有很多的东西可是这个值不好呢那这个东西我也不要。
But how is this wine described?
那这个酒是怎么样被形容的呢
See, the master of ceremonies, or whatever you want to call him.
这一个管筵席的人这么说。
When he tasted that wine, he doesn't understand.
当他尝了这个酒他就有些事情他没有办法明白。
How come you left this to the end? Of course, he doesn't know what happened.
当然他不知道发生什么事所以他这边问了一个问题你怎么会把这个上好的酒留到最后呢
But there you have the testimony about what type of life the Lord Jesus gave you and me when we believed in him.
可是这边就让我们看到一个见证看见主所给你和给我的生命是怎么样子的生命。
Well, dear saints,
亲爱的圣徒们
This first sign actually has a pattern that repeats itself in every single sign in the book of John.
在这一个第一个神迹里面所看出来这一个形式呢在许多的其他的神迹里面不断的重复的出现。
I'm not going to try to go through them tonight.
今天晚上我不去讲其他的神迹。
Maybe I already spoke way too much.
也许我已经讲了过于我说当讲。
But I just want to point out to the pattern that is in every single sign.
也许我要讲那个样式在每一个神迹里面所显出来的那个样式。
They all reveal the abundance of the Lord Jesus.
他这边都显出来那个主的丰富。
They all reveal the life. And I don't mean the existence of the Lord Jesus.But the eternal life, full of vigor, of health, of meaning. That is life in the biblical sense.
在那边所显出来的是我们的主的生命里面充满了活力里面充满了意义充满了目的。
Do you see the abundance? Let's just mention two or three.
你看见这个丰富吗
You see it in the first sign?
你看了第一个神迹
We already mentioned when the Lord fed 5,000.Do you see the abundance coming out of him?
我们刚才已经讲到了第一个神迹然后我们再来看这个主喂饱这5000人的时候我们看见这个丰满吗
How about the last sign of the book of John?
那如果我们再看到最后一个神迹
You remember that's chapter 21 by the way, the last chapter.
这乃是在第21章最后一章
After the disciples spend the whole night fishing.
当这个门徒们他们在那边整晚在那边打鱼
Do you remember how many fish they got?
记得他们捕到了多少鱼吗?
That's right. Zero.
一条都没有。
The fruitlessness of human effort, of human activity.
这个人的努力和人的活动所带出来一点果效都没有的光景。
Then the risen Lord comes into the scene.
而复活的主就来到当场。
Cast to the other side.
他说把网抛在船的另外一边。
And they draw 153, not just fish, big fish.
然后他们收网的时候就捕了153条鱼，不仅仅是鱼，而且是大鱼。
Dear saints, this is our Lord Jesus that was given to us
亲爱的圣徒，这乃是我们的主耶稣基督，这个是那位赐给我们的。
Of his fullness we have all received.
在他的丰满里面我们都已经领受了。
And that is the gospel to the church.
而这就是给教会的福音书。
It's not just a matter of the first believing in him.
这边所讲到的不仅仅是 当初信他的时候。
But it's a matter of entering into all the fullness that he is.
这里面所讲的乃是要进入到他的丰满的里面。
Incidentally, in all those signs, the other side of the pattern is like the two sides of the same coin.
在其他的这个神迹里面我们看见有一些其他的样式。
If you look at carefully at the eight signs, you see that incidentally, they present a contrast.
在其他的神迹里面我们也看见都有一些的彼此强烈的对比。
Is the contrast between the fullness of his eternal life and the vanity and emptiness and lack of health and life that we are in ourselves.
在那边有看见在那个永远生命里的丰满还有和我们自己生命里面的那个缺乏健康充满虚空的一个光景的对比。
So it's not just the first sign that makes that contrast.
所以不仅仅是在第一个神经里面我们看见这个强烈的对比。
The first wine, which you are and I am in myself, it runs out, empty, vain.
这一个原本的这个酒就是你和我在这边被用尽了、用光了。
Full, abundant, the best quality.
而它在它里面是丰富的是丰满的是上好的。
But keep looking at them one by one.
可是你继续看其他的神迹。
The second one you have a boy in fever. Nothing makes sense. At the verge of death. That's what we are in ourselves, brothers and sisters.And don't think that after you believe in the Lord, you change. No, it's not you that change. It's Christ in you that is the hope of glory.
当我们来到第二个神经里面看见那个男孩他得了热病就快要死了这好像完全没有意义为什么这些事情会发生呢实际上这边所讲的 不讲的不是你乃是我们的主因为主 在我们里面是那有荣耀的盼望。
All is needed is one word of the Lord. Go, your son lives.
他们所需要的乃是主所说的一句话就说去吧你的儿子活了。
You see the contrast between what we are in ourselves, what he is.
我们这边看见这样子的对比吗在我们里面的光景和他实际的情况。
You have the man that couldn't walk for 38 years.
然后我们就来到另外一个这个瘸腿的人瘫子他在这边有38年不能行走。
And he even has a method to be healed.And said, yeah, but it's not working because, you know, I try, someone goes before me, all that.
And 虽然他们这边有一个能够得医治的方法可是他说、这些事情都没有办法做因为我要跳到池子之前那其他人都先进到池子里了。
One word of the Lord Jesus is all that it takes. Do you see what kind of Lord we have?
当主说了一句话以后、他就得医治了我们看见我们所有的主是什么样的一位主呢
Well,I'm starting to go one by one. I said that I wouldn't, but
对不起
bear with me.
对不起我又一个一个又讲了我原先说我不要每个都讲。
Let's try to conclude.
那我们试着做一个结论。
There is one last thing that I feel that we really need to say in this opening session.
这个我们最需要看到的就是这一个让这个在开场的时候我们需要知道的。
This wonderful gospel, it's kind of different from the other three in yet another aspect.
这个奇妙的这个福音书和其他三卷福音书是不太一样不过却从一个非常奇妙的角度来看
Because at the very end it tells us its goal why it was okay I wrote it because of this
在这卷福音书最后的时候他讲到说 这卷福音书的目的是什么他说为什么我写这卷福音书
Soprobably you forgot what we read at the beginning we need to read it again the two last verses of chapter 20
这边乃是在21章最后的两节经文里面。
It says, Therefore many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these have been written, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
这边讲到说这个为了这些事做见证并且记下这些事就是这个门徒你也知道他的见证是真的 耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的写出来，我想所写的书就这世界也容不下了。
This is the plan of the gospel. Very, very simple.
这是这一个福音书的目的。
Eight signs are presented to us.
这边有八个神迹向我们显明。
But the signs, they reveal a person.
而这些记号或神迹所显明的乃是一位。
Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God.
主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
But that's not the end of the story. If we stop there, we miss the goal of the gospel.
可是这不停在这里，如果我们只停在这里的话，就失去了这一个福音书的目的。
What's the purpose for those signs to reveal this full, this abundant person?
这些神迹的目的呢，是要显明这个人的丰满和丰富。
That we may believe in him.
使得我们能够信他。
And that believing,We may have life in His name.
因着信他，我们就能够靠他的名得生命。
So you see, there is a progress there. There is a sign revealing a person.
这我们看见这边有个神迹或者记号，在那个神迹记号里面就显明了一位。
And when you behold that person, you believe in him.
当你注视这一位的时候，你就信他。
And when you believe in him, you have life in His name.
当你信他的时候，你就靠着他的名得生命。
Now.Just for us to conclude, and I hope I don't scare you. It sounds like a technicality, but it's a very important one.
我再试着来做结论。我希望不要吓到你。这听起来有点像技术层面的事，不过这是很重要的。
The Greek for that verb, believe, the preposition that follows, is not what we read in our translations. We read, we believe in him, or some translations,On him.
这边在希腊原文里面讲到这个信这个字里面讲到这个介系词和我们这边所翻译的有点不太一样。这个翻译的讲到说或者我信他信进去或者是我信他。
But the word in Greek, the preposition in Greek is different. It says believing into him.
<laughs> 这边实际上这个介系词所讲的呢乃是我们要信进去。
It's almost as if it gives you the idea that you're entering into something.
这里边所讲的乃是因着信你就进入了。
Well, there is a first obvious meaning that when you believe in the Lord Jesus, God puts you in Christ, thank the Lord.
当然有一个非常明显的事实，当我们信主的时候，主就把我们摆在基督里。
That is very true.
这是非常真实的。
But the more you look here at the gospel, it seems that the real meaning is something more than that.
可是当我们看这个福音书的时候，这个真实的意义比这个还要更多一些。
It seems to imply the idea that believing is something that is dynamic, is something that you're in motion into something. It's not something that happens once and for all. No.
这边所讲这个信这个是乃是一个动作，是一个动态的，不是信一次就结束了。
Yes, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever that number is, X years ago, you believed in the Lord Jesus for the first time. Thank the Lord for that.
也许你在20年前、30年前或者是 X 年之前你信了主，那我们为着这个我们感谢主。
But don't forget, that is just the initial believing.Now you have to continue to believe and enter into him.
可是请不要忘记这不过是你最初的信可是你要继续的信以至于你得以能够进入到他的里面。
It's almost presenting to us the idea that faith, believing in him, is something dynamic, that is progressive, that you'll do that increasingly throughout all your Christian life.
这好像对我们说到我们的信心乃是一个动态是一个动作那然后这个是一个渐进的一直持续到我们整个基督徒生活里。
There is a wonderful simple picture of this in the Old Testament.
在新约里面有一个非常简单的图画。
The book of Joshua. Joshua.
在旧约里面有一个非常简单的图画就是约书亚记。
God had promised back there to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, he promised that land.That flowing with milk and honey.
在那边神向这个列祖所做的应许这边有一块地是牛奶与蜜之地。
But it was only with Joshua that they finally they entered into that land and they started possessing piece by piece by piece by piece. They entered into the land.
但一直等到了约书亚，他才带着以色列人得以进入迦南美地，他乃是在那边一块一块的这样子的得地为业。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
do you see the gospel to the church?
你看见这一封写给神教会的福音书吗?
Thank the Lord, you already believed in Him as your Savior. Thank the Lord for that.
我们感谢主，你已经信了主，你已经是信徒了。
But are you believing in Him increasingly? Incessantly, day after day, and possessing more and more and more of this abundant, full Lord that you and I have.
可是你这样子的信，它是一样一直持续的进，它不断的长进，使得你能够不断的能够更多主的主耶稣基督和他的丰满吗？
We read one verse from Paul, and I'll really finish with this because it's an explanation of this believing into.
我要读保罗所写的一句话，这边的确是在这边讲到我们这个信进入进去的这一件事。
And there in Romans 1:17 that we read, he says that in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith unto faith.
这边讲到说，这保罗说这个在他里面这个神的义是乃是因信以至于信。
What does he mean?
他所说的是什么?
Well, that's the nature of Christian life.
这乃是我们基督徒生活的一个性质。It
begins with faith, for sure.
这是乃是因着信心而开始。We
believe in Him as our Savior, as the one that died for us to forgive our sins.
我们信他是我们的救主，他为我们而死，为我们赦免我们的罪。But
then every further step in growth in the Lord Jesus is by faith.
可是在我们往前走的每一步成长的路上，乃是也是靠着信心。It
starts by faith.
它是从信心开始。It
continues in an exercise of faith.
也是靠着运用信心持续往前。If
you want to see it in Romans, it's very simple.
当你读罗马书的时候，这个非常的简单。You're
not only justified by faith.
你不仅仅是因信。
But then you're sanctified by faith. See the progress?
你不仅仅是因信称义，你也是因信成圣。
You're glorified by faith.
你也是因信得荣耀。
Believing into our Lord Jesus.
乃是信得以进入我们主耶稣基督里面。
Brothers and sisters, this is the goal of this wonderful gospel of John.
弟兄姊妹们，这是这一本美好约翰福音的目的。
That we may see with the eyes of our hearts how abundant, how full, how beautiful is our inheritance, our land of Canaan, which is Christ Jesus.
让我们用着我们信心的眼睛能够看见我们已经所得着的这一个迦南美地是何等的丰富，何等的美丽，这就是我们的主耶稣基督自己。And
as we see Him, as we believe in Him, we respond by believing in Him, by appropriating of more of Christ.
当我们看他，当我们借着信心能够来相信他的时候，我们就能够更多的得着他。Let's
have a word of prayer.
让我们再有点祷告。Our
Heavenly Father, how can we evaluate the gift of your Son?
亲爱的天父，我们如何能够衡量你的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督？
We thank you for such an unspeakable gift.
我们感谢你给我们这一个无法描述的这个礼物。We
thank you for giving us the fullness of your Son.
我们感谢你将你儿子的丰满赐给我们。
Open our eyes that we may see more of Him.
开我们的眼睛，让我们能够更多的来看见他。
And that we may respond by believing into Him.
让我们也能够有所回应，能够靠着信能够得以进入。
We ask in His precious name.
我们这样祷告乃是奉他宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.